Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Brey. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fourth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting 6th. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Jones. And now, play ball. Steve Brey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brey hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Carew reaches second base with a double. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Carew trying to get to home. Burleson throws to Fisk, who tags Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Brey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is hit by the pitch. Lynn moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Lynn scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. Rice moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Weiniger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jones covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doyle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Randall reaches third base with a triple. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randall tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1. Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage catches it and throws to first to double up Fisk. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cusick moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cusick tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Randall is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 4, Red Sox, 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lynn. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Lynn steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jim Hughes now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-2 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Dan Ford. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Steve Bry now playing right field. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-3 in the game. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Burleson moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock, who is chasing the ball. Fisk reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bry. Rice reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Steve Luber now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson bunts towards the mound. Luber fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. Evans moves to second. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to home to get Rice. Evans moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Vic Albury now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Burleson steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cusick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bry. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bry. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Griffin scores. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.